You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. A Spanish department store ran a hugely successful media campaign targeting China. Online shoppers in South Korea are extremely sensitive to discounts and rewards, and email marketing is growing in Canada. The Spanish department store El Corte Inglés has run a successful social media campaign targeting Chinese tourists. Chinese tourists are famous for their holiday spending, having spent a staggering $230 billion abroad while on holiday last year. To reach these lucrative tourists, El Corte Inglés invited four Chinese influencers to a four-day holiday in Spain and showed around the best attractions in Madrid. These influencers then shared the photos from their trip on their WeChat and Weibo profiles, with fans being invited to vote for their favorite Madrid moments picture. The campaign, which ran throughout February, resulted in a 90% increase in followers on El Corte Inglés Weibo account and a 500% increase in followers on the store's WeChat account. Weibo and WeChat are two of the most popular social networks in China. Online shoppers in South Korea are extremely sensitive to discounts and rewards. Online buyers are more likely to buy from an e-commerce site if it has a loyalty scheme and are more likely to buy an item online if it's at a discounted price. The most popular e-commerce sites in South Korea are Gmarket, 11th Street, and Coupang, with travel, fashion, and household goods being the most popular items bought online in the country. Credit cards are the most favored payment option for online shoppers. The South Korean e-commerce market is worth $22 billion and has a digital buyer penetration rate of 75%. Email marketing is growing in China, according to research by eMarketer. Last year, Canadian marketers spent almost $22 million on email marketing. This is expected to grow by 10% this year, with steady year-on-year increases being predicted up until 2020. By 2020, $32 million are expected to be spent on email marketing. The growth has been put down to the introduction of Canada's anti-spam legislation. The legislation states that email marketers must only send out emails to users who have consented to being on the mailing list, and that unsubscribing options must be clear and easy to use. The legislation has helped cut down on spam, meaning that Canadians are more trusting of the emails they do receive. Canada has an internet penetration rate of 93%, equivalent to 33 million people. The Japanese company Rakuten has launched an e-commerce app in Taiwan. The app, called Rakuma, is a free consumer-to-consumer app that allows users to buy and sell items to one another. Users can post product listings and send messages via the app. Taiwan is just the latest Southeast Asian country that Rakuma has launched in. Earlier this year, Rakuten announced that it was going to close down its e-commerce websites in Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand, and replace them with the Rakuma app instead. Southeast Asia has a rapidly rising mobile internet population, facilitated by the rise of affordable smartphones in the region. It's this affinity to mobile internet use that seems to be driving Rakuten to push its Rakuma app in the region. And finally, the social media giant Facebook has bought the video filter app company Masquerade, also known as MSQRD. Masquerade allows users to add filters to their videos and is similar to Luxury, which was recently bought by Facebook's rival Snapchat. Facebook has been focusing on expanding the range of video features it offers, having recently introduced the option for users to add stickers and text to their videos. A spokesperson from Facebook commented on the Masquerade acquisition, saying, "We're excited to welcome Masquerade to our team and continue enhancing the Facebook video experience." Facebook is the most popular social network in the world, with almost 1.6 billion users from all over the globe. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more, all at webcertain.tv. See you next time.